in our series, Lord. I pray you help all of us to be attentive. And again, Lord, help us to just have open minds and open hearts to learn your word, and maybe something different than what we've heard in the past, but I pray you'd help us to see it from your word. In your precious name I pray. Amen. All right, well, we're there in 1 Timothy chapter number 2. Yep, if we're going to get those handout passed out to you, and we don't have too many of them, so we can make sure every adult gets one, and that'll be good there. So we're continuing on our series on Sunday nights. If you remember, we've been preaching on a series entitled Fundamental Truths. Fundamental Truths. And what we've been doing is we've been going through and teaching on specific subjects. And these are subjects that we just believe that every Christian needs to understand what it is we believe about it. This will explain to you a lot about our church and the stands that we take. And we're already in our 10th lesson. Can you believe that? In our 10th lesson in Fundamental Truths. I can't even tell you what all 10 of those lessons were, but they've all been lessons. And you've had these handouts, and we don't normally pass out handouts at our church, but for Fundamental Truths, we've been doing it because I want you to have this so you can look at it, so you can refer back to it. So that way, if you think, you know, I don't know about that, you've got the scriptures there and you can study it on your own. You can read those scriptures in its context in your Bible and stuff like that. But anyway, the lesson tonight is on the subject of appearance. If you look at the introduction there, the Word of God tells us, I believe, everything that God wants us to do in order to please Him. And have you ever thought this to yourself, you know, if God wants us to please Him in every area of our lives, part of that area of our lives, and a big part of our lives, is in the way that we look, the way we appear. So tonight, I just want to give you a few things, specifically three things to consider when it comes to choosing how you ought to dress, how you are to look, how you are to go. You say, well, why are you preaching this? Just because this is, I believe this is something every Christian needs to know. What it is that God teaches about how you should dress, and you'll be surprised how much God teaches in regards to this. So point number one, things you should consider. When you get up in the morning and you say, I want to dress today, and I want to dress in order to please God. What are three things I believe you ought to consider in regards to how you're dressed? Number one, God wants your clothes to be modest. God wants your clothes to be modest. Now, sometimes when we preach this, it's easier to get on the ladies because I don't know if they struggle more.